Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday.
True.
Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Randy Mack out this week. Abe been filling in all week long, and he will continue to do so. Randy, you'll be back on Monday, but a ton to get into over the next 3 hours as we start to look ahead to a fun college football Saturday. Obviously, the Falcons back at it on Sunday against the Dolphins. The Hawks made their season debut last night. Unfortunately,
did they?
Again, yeah.
Did they show up?
Not the Hawks we were expecting. Mm. Actually, I'll be honest with you, kind of were. And we talked about it yesterday. So we'll get back to that. And then a huge bombshell hits the NBA world this morning where the FBI is arresting everybody for gambling. So there we go. There's a lot to talk about today. How are you, Abe?
I'm doing pretty good. Honestly, as soon as you said like the FBI is in it and whatever, like I'm just thinking. This happened so quickly, and, like, we've just got the director of the FBI talking about it. Like, is that really what's most important? Like, I don't want to get political here.
I get what you're saying.
But it was so quickly. Like, I mean, they had everything prepared. I'm like...
It happened quickly in our opinion.
Yeah.
Obviously,
yeah.
They've been working on this. Because I remember Terry Rozier was mentioned, like, a
yes.
while
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As like being investigated
sure.
in a bigger, you know, a bigger thing. And well, Terry been arrested.
Well, but
so
like separate of
they went and got Terry this morning.
Yeah, they only got Terry. You ever hear of a case that like it just any case, like a nonsense case, and they're gonna try and appeal it to the Supreme Court. And I'm like, under no circumstances can that be a case that's heard in front of the Supreme Court. Well, it's just not important enough.
I know, but John Gruden's about to be in front of the Supreme Court suing the NFL. So
same idea.
Yeah.
Under no circumstances can that be what our nation's highest court is most right. concerned with at the moment.
It does seem like there are bigger fish to fry.
That's all. That's what I was thinking.
Especially when you get into some of the details that have been released about the gambling. It's like, I don't know, what was it, $7 million or something like that? Which obviously, in some circumstances is a great deal of money, but also in the grand scheme of professional sports or what any of these people that have been arrested have made. And it probably doesn't rise to the level. Maybe not, though. Maybe it does. Maybe it does. Like maybe they're small fish in part of a bigger thing, which it seems that is the case with Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier and Damon Jones and everything that we're learning about this gambling arrest this morning. It is really interesting when our world collides with the real world.
Yeah,
you know,
that's all I'm saying.
Because that's what this is. This,
right.
This obviously transcends. This isn't Jontay Porter like faking a knee injury so he can win a prop bet for his buddies, right?
It kind of is.
Chauncey Billups was
The Chauncey stuff.
Chauncey
yeah.
was fixing poker games.
The
for
Terry
the
Rozier stuff was all. That's what it was though. Was right. kind of like Porter. It was right. all prop bets. It was all unders, and he came out after 10 minutes with a foot injury.
Right. But Chauncey was fixing poker games for the mob.
That's the story. I don't care. Like, not that I don't care about the Rozier stuff, and somehow Damon Jones is now involved, and he's connected to both.
Interesting.
Which is like, that's not great for you.
I also don't understand how he could be connected to either. Like, Damon Jones hasn't played in the NBA in a while, like, or coached in the NBA in a while. And also,
yeah.
like, if what they're saying about Chauncey was like, Chauncey Billups was being used as like a... Like a
calling card,
a lure or yeah. like bait for prominent rich poker players to come to these games. It's like, oh, Chauncey will be there. It's like, okay, if you told a really rich poker guy that he wanted to play and Damon Jones will be there, he'd be like, who's that?
You think Phil Ivey Remember knows who the- Chauncey Billups is or Phil Hellmuth?
Maybe. Like, Chauncey Billups, I feel like, is a big enough name in the sports world.
Certainly is now.
He will be. Well, they went to the Hall of Fame last year. Like, the guy got inducted into the Hall of Fame last year. I feel
yeah,
like
but
he's a name.
People are in their own world, though. So, they are definitely like,
understood.
How could you not know who so-and-so is?
Understood.
And I'm like, really?
Understood. But a couple sort of, like, just general takes for me on this one, and then we could get back into what the Hawks didn't do last night. I didn't know that the mob even really still existed. So that's kind of fun to know that they're still out there, especially because the Louvre got knocked off.
Bro,
last week too.
I was reading about that more this morning.
Something, and I don't know how to say this correctly without making it sound callous or whatever. So maybe it will. In this world where everything is changing and everything's going digital and AI and robots and all that, something about the fact that there's still jewel thieves and mafia, I like. And I don't want them out there hurting people doing stuff like that, but like something old school about the fact that they're still knocking
that was
off
my
museums.
Thing. I know, like,
and people are fixing mafia poker games.
Look,
the
balance.
More things,
they're keeping balance
yeah, exactly. Not everything's changing.
The words may be different, mafia or cartel or organization, whatever. Like, but this is such an old school, like, con.
Yeah.
Like, it's such an, like, we're fixing a poker game. That was like the central focus of like the Sting in the 1970s. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, we're fixing a poker game. Get me a deck. I mean, it's a little more advanced than that now.
Sounds
but
like they
still,
had X-ray machines and
well,
stuff.
Yeah, which
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
But it's still, it's such an old school con as opposed to, I feel like so much of it now is like some sort of white collar mm-hmm. business
yeah.
things. And then we're talking about a smash and grab at the Louvre.
I love
like,
it.
Did you read into this?
A little bit, yeah.
It took them 7 minutes. Mm-hmm. They stepped onto a crane into a second-story window, just cut the window with grinders, mm-hmm. and then just smashed the glass and went right back out the window, down the crane, and off they go.
Vespas. On to never be seen again with precious artifacts and Renaissance art paintings. I don't know. Something about that I like. Now, here's the thing about the... Anytime there is gambling-related news in the modern... In the modern sports context, everyone sort of starts to use it to then back up the arguments that they already had, right? Because there's a lot of people that have been anti-gambling all along and have been yelling that once you legalize gambling and make it more prominent and start promoting it and make it so easy to access and all of that, all we're going to see is more and more and more of this. I guess. Like, obviously, like the individual prop stuff seems to be pretty clearly more prominent because it's just such an easy thing to do. One thing I do know is that they're on it. The people that monitor this stuff from not losing money in Vegas and other gambling mm-hmm. places, they're on top of
they'll
it.
Find the anomalies.
Yeah, they're going to find you if you try to game the system.
I also think that's partially why it's so front-facing this morning, like with Cash Patel out there, is like, it is kind of like a warning, like, hey, you're not going to get away with this. So anyone else who might be thinking, like, right. it's not just we caught one guy and he's thrown in the shadows. I think this is part of it, is serving as a public warning to anyone else who's thinking about it or has considered it.
I know, but
we're going to get you too.
I think that that's what we've said every time anybody's gotten busted for it, right? And it just pretty clearly People aren't going to learn, right? Like, you're not going to learn from somebody
Everyone
else's
thinks
mistake.
They
because Terry
thought it all the way through.
This is a very different situation for me than the Jonte Porter or some of these other ones that we've seen. Terry Rozier's made $130 million in the NBA.
Okay.
Like, that man has made a generational amount of money from playing basketball. Jonte Porter is Michael Porter Jr.'s brother, right? That guy went in the NBA. He was on a 10-day contract.
Right.
Terry Rozier is a player in the league. He's not a star in the league, but he's a guy who's made a ton of money in the NBA to now get in trouble for something like this, throw all that away. I mean, I don't know if he loses all his money or whatever, but like he's going to get in very serious trouble for this. So that is a little bit different in that way. And then again, like I'm not surprised that people feel athletes, coaches, whoever, like anybody who might have some access to information or the ability to control some stuff like this, I'm not surprised people feel desensitized to it. It's everywhere.
I also think there's probably a lack of understanding, and maybe this is on the leagues and individual teams as it is on the athletes themselves. The difference between you gambling and you sharing information is nothing. There is no difference. Just because you're not the one placing the bet, because this is what it is. The difference is he's not the one placing the bet, right? There's no difference there. You're providing information to someone else to place the bet. You're not clean and clear on this. That, I think, is partially the message that I take out of the Rozier stuff, which also correlates back to the Porter stuff.
I think it's also it's interesting what's about to start tomorrow, which is the World Series. And the star of that game, of that series, is a guy that opening week last year in Major League Baseball, Shohei Ohtani, was like a part of this sort of.
We thought
like,
there was a chance he was going to get arrested and never play baseball again a year ago.
And then Major League Baseball was like, nope, that's not happening. It was that guy's fault. He's gone. We'll never hear from him again, and we'll never bring it up. I'm interested to see how Adam Silver tries to go about that sort of cleanup. Because this is a toxic spill site, right? Like, Major League Baseball got that thing out of there quick. Like, Shohei went 50-50 and three homers and 10 strikeouts in a playoff game. Isn't that remarkable? He never gambled. Don't talk about it. We'll never talk about it again. Like, I'm interested to see how they somehow make this. This isn't indicative of anything. This is a couple of lone wolves that have not been influenced by sports culture whatsoever. These guys were always going to do
this.
How
are you a lone wolf when there's three of you at the same time?
Right, exactly.
And I think, to your point, exactly. I think you can write off a Jonte Porter as an individual in a moment on his own. You've now got three. Yeah. This is a whole operation. This isn't looking into one guy, and it possibly is not the end of it either.
Yeah, it's not
great. Operation.
It's just, you know, I always kind of hate this phrase because it's so all-encompassing and it doesn't really mean anything, but like the fact that this stuff keeps happening in the context of all of the sports gambling boom over the last 5 to 10 years or so is not a good look. Now, maybe it's happening because they're looking more closely and monitoring it more closely. Maybe it's happening because people are influenced by the culture of gambling and it's so much more accessible and it feels easy to get away with, maybe. But like this is the kind of stuff that when it all started becoming more popular and prominent, that, you know, a lot of people warned against was, well, this is what's going to happen. And it does seem like it has happened a lot more, which is not good. That's not good for any of these games. And we had a phone call earlier this week on the AMA where somebody asked us, do you feel like coaches are making decisions based on betting lines? And my reaction still, and again, so many things in sports right now, I have to start evolving my thinking on. My reaction immediately is like, of course not. They would never do that. I don't know. Maybe if Chauncey was in the hold of the mafia enough and they leaned on him, I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what, they didn't cover last night.
No, they blew that game, and that's why.
Yeah.
I saw all the Blazers fans on Twitter like, I knew that fourth quarter blown lead was fishy.
Nah,
it was Anthony Edwards going off. I know the NBA did start last night, too, for a lot of teams, Hawks included. Wemby's crazy. That was a lot of fun. Good luck with that guy for the next 15 years in the NBA. So that's not the best thing to happen for the league, for this to be the biggest story in sports.
It completely washed away all of the things we saw last night.
Yeah, no
Wemby dropped 40
Wemby.
And 15.
No one's talking about that.
Hadn't mentioned it.
No one's talking about that. Cooper Flagg makes his debut. Like, VJ Edgecombe, that was fun. Probably no
best
one even
rookie
knows what I'm
debut
talking about.
In Philly history.
And the Hawks got smacked. So at least from their perspective, they're probably happy that this is up there. But we'll talk about what they didn't do last night and what's trending. Thanks for being with us here on a Trillville Thursday. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course, Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So, game one did not go the way the Hawks were hoping. But the good news is there's 81 more to go. And a chance to recoup after tonight. We told you it would take a little while for the chemistry. Didn't think it would take, we'd go like this tonight. But it did. So, final score here in Atlanta on opening night. The Raptors, 138, and the Hawks, 118.
Yeah. Well put, Steve. That's Steve Holman with the final call of the Hawks' opening game loss last night to the Raptors. 138-118 at home. They got smoked. Like, just flat out destroyed last night by the Toronto Raptors. They gave up 110 points through the first three quarters of the game, and you're not going to win a lot of games when you do stuff like that. You know, I mean, it was sloppy. It was disjointed. They didn't play a lick of defense. It looked like a bunch of guys that just met before the game and were like, hey, you want to go run? All right, let's go. All right, this is our five? Great, let's go. So hopefully as they get more familiar with one another, that will start to look a little bit better. But yeah, for all the excitement of opening night and the new players and this guy's back and this guy's healthy and all that kind of stuff, pretty much a dud on opening night from the Hawks.
So a couple things jumped out at me, obviously, in regards to this. First off, you were right there, and then you weren't, and it happened quick.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 4.5 minutes, maybe less. Yeah. You were down three. Mm-hmm. And then
they went on an 18-2
run, and then game's over, yep. Right? And then the game's over. And so that's a late third quarter. Obviously, that's super frustrating. I think because we've been doing this now for 8 weeks in the NFL season. You cannot react. Remember like it's baseball, a lot of these. Like Steve said, there's 81 of these. You cannot react to every game like it is week one, week two, week three. There's a lot of these. And when I look at, again, just trying to compare it very quickly to the Falcons, how low everyone was after the Carolina game, how high everyone was after the Buffalo win. There's a chance you go on the road. Now, I'm not going to sit here and make an argument like you're favored in this game, but you know how things turn around oddly in the NBA. There's a chance you go on the road against Orlando and win, and it kind of makes up for this in certain ways. And so we're going to have to ride the wave. And you talked about it yesterday, trying to slow roll properly as you should. It's going to take time. Everyone around this team has said they're not going to be at their peak immediately. I think we saw that in a multitude of ways yesterday. Obviously, Dyson Daniels gets in foul trouble immediately. Every time he steps on the floor, he gets called for a foul. There's not much impact there defensively. Just weren't making shots.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, on that 18-2 run where the game slipped away, they didn't have bad looks. They just couldn't make a shot.
And then after the run, you tried to play fast to get into it, and it just got sloppier and sloppier. And that's where the transition baskets, the fast break points, and all that came into play.
Yeah, I mean,
wasn't your best game.
It was awful.
Yeah.
It was awful. And it's okay to say. Yeah, it doesn't mean the season's down the tube or anything like that, but also no one wants to hear that. Like, no, you only say it's, well, there's 81 of them left. No one would have said that if they won 138-118.
Well, and the other hesitation you have is a Braves start 0-7.
Right.
All right. We got 155, math, whatever, 154, 155, right?
Yeah, you got it.
155 games left. Uh-huh. They'll straighten it out.
They didn't. Yeah.
And again, it's not the same level of concern, but you also just can't start in no man's land and hope and tell yourself it's going to be all right. Sometimes it wasn't all right.
Yeah, it's also just no fun to start the season by falling flat on your face at home when the whole offseason's been about this guy's here and this guy's here and this is new and we're excited and expectations are here. And then you just go and, you know.
Can I tell you how bad it was last night? And we just displayed how sometimes I'm good at math and sometimes maybe not, and I question myself. I looked at the score and thought it was 10 points closer than it was.
Oh, I know.
Sometimes I looked at the score and I was like, they're down 12. They can get back into this.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it took me like 2.5 minutes. I'm like, oh, wait. They're down 22.
I have a really hard time with NBA scores when someone's in the high 80s and their opponent is in like the low 110s.
Yeah, the wraparounds.
I'm like, oh, that's not 14. That's 24.
Yeah, that was me last night, man. That was me last night.
That's way more than I thought.
In my head, I was like, well, they were up three, and then they went on an 18-2 run. How are we back within 12? I'm like, oh, 22.
It is really weird. There are some scores, and it happens in football too, where it's like sometimes they feel way bigger than they are, and it's like, well, really, that's only a touchdown and a field goal. Like, that's not that crazy. But, like, I don't know, 13-3 feels way crazier than, like, 23-13 or 17-27 or so. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, Hawks got smoked. That's all there is to it. Here's Trae Young talking about it afterwards.
Obviously, the result was what it was, and it's embarrassing the way we started it. A lot of it, I mean, comes from the preseason. Obviously, the carryover. We didn't really play all five of us, and you could tell by the continuity we had out there, and it wasn't right.
Yeah. So. Kind of treated the preseason the way the Falcons treat the preseason and every team.
You kind of bring that up a little bit.
All right.
Except they all played.
A little bit. But they didn't play together.
Yeah. And that's...
Which, again, I don't... Why? Like, just do it.
Yeah.
Just play.
If you're going to play...
Yeah, just play.
Play them together.
Play them together.
Can I just ask you, what was good? I don't want to hear nothing. Okay.
Jalen Johnson. He looked awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. He looked... obviously healthy, most importantly, but some really impressive passes from Jalen Johnson. Which
he
is
hung
cool
in the air
see.
For 9.2 seconds kinda at one
his,
point.
His court vision was really impressive.
Thought Okongwu was good, too.
Okongwu was good, yeah.
On the offensive end,
he was. He was good. And Keaton Wallace is tough as hell.
Chipped a tooth.
Because if I got my teeth cracked, I probably wouldn't come back in that game. But he did, so there you go. Toughness points. That was, yeah, obviously that happened last night. The story of the night in the NBA, and that's before we woke up this morning and the FBI was breaking people's doors down and arresting them, was Wemby. Like, we kind of saw it coming, and obviously there were moments last year where he played at a level, then he got hurt and his season ended, and he spent the offseason training with Monks and Hakeem, and it looks like it. I don't know what you do. Because Anthony Davis seems like one of the guys, if not the guy, in the league that would have some kind of answer
for
a player like that.
I don't.
But if Anthony Davis doesn't, who does?
And this is not no disrespect to AD. This is crazy to say this. He's nowhere near athletic enough. You know what I mean?
But who is? Because Anthony Davis is like
honestly
top three defensive
because
big
of
in the game.
Length, because of whatever, like. Giannis, if he wants to be.
Okay, maybe.
Like, just because of length and athleticism and
strength, too. Because I think that's the one thing you're going to have to do. You're going to have to get physical with
him. And by the way, Giannis is a maybe.
Yeah.
And that guy's.
He dunks from everywhere.
The freakiest freak in the league.
That was.
With the exception of the new freakiest freak in the league.
When
you tell me.
He's an alien.
That aliens exist.
Yeah, that's him.
I'd be like, yeah, I know. We've had Wemby in the league for 4 years.
He plays
I'm aware.
Spurs.
Yeah.
He's hitting step back threes from 25 feet and then doing reverse dunks on guys in traffic.
Did
while
he
getting
jump,
fouled.
By the way, or did he just run by the rim and throw it behind him?
It's like a mix. It's like
it looked like he just ran by the rim and
it's
just.
It's like a long jump.
Threw it behind him.
I don't know. I don't know what you're supposed to do. Good luck.
I know. I can't wait to watch him play again.
Yeah, I know. It is.
I think he started last night 9-1 to win
MVP. That'll change. That's like going to change today.
3-1.
Yeah. See, they're gambling.
Well, I saw the number, man. What do you want me to do?
I know that is,
ignore it.
I was just thinking a lot about it today, though, just because of the gambling arrests with Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier and Damon Jones, and all just the culture of sports in general. Like, I've worked at sports radio long enough now to where we had a program director that encouraged us not to ever talk about lines.
When
I started. He was like, just don't bring that up because it's not legal and people are uncomfortable with it, whatever. And now it's like, if you don't bring it up, it's like...
Do you even know the game?
Yeah. Do you even watch...
Do you know ball?
Ball, bro, you know? Like, that... I don't know that there's been any bigger cultural change in sports in my lifetime than where we were with gambling and where we are with gambling now. Because it was a flat-out, don't-touch-it brick wall, it's bad. And now it's like, promo code 929.
Yeah. The other thing, Cooper Flagg in that game almost had a highlight of the year. Missed the dunk, and then didn't have a great debut. Not bad, but...
That was the first play of the game,
It would have been
that
so
That would have been
sick.
Really cool.
Hey, Saturday noon until 2 p.m., join Allie Mack at Ed Voyle's Kia of Chamblee. They're going to get you ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan's going to win the ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a rolling stand and other prizes. Plus, someone else is going to take home tickets to an upcoming Falcons home game. Again, that's Saturday, noon to 2 at Ed Voyle's Kia of Chamblee. With Allie Mack and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, so we got a bit more updates on various Falcons players' injuries yesterday from Raheem. We'll let you hear some of that, and we'll start digging deeper into this. You said ought to win. I don't know, man. This feels like a must win. The Dolphins are awful. You're at home.
I have used the term must win before and been viciously yelled at, and so I wrote must win and then changed it. The guy who normally sits where I'm standing.
He never yelled. He just looks at you. He just looks at you funny.
He yells with his eyes, man.
He does. No one can yell with their facial expressions better than Randy McMichael. There's no question about that. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Week 8 starts tonight. Vikings and Chargers right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll start looking ahead to Saturday and college football as well. A bunch of fun ones there at 12:20. The back page with Bo coming up in an hour. From now, and we'll let you hear a little bit of what Raheem Morris had to say yesterday regarding some of the injuries that the Falcons are dealing with, and start really getting deeper into this Dolphins game on Sunday afternoon. Video has surfaced confirming, which I don't. Did I make it sound like I didn't believe the man? I believed the man.
You and I were joking about if he had lied.
Yeah, I was just saying.
It was not that big a deal.
I was just saying if I was asked if I made a free throw and I was making that big of a deal out of it, I would have said I made it too. But the video surfaced. Jordan made it. He swished it. Good. He's Michael Jordan. I don't know. I mean, I'm happy that he's back in the public eye a little bit more. It'll be fun if he gives us something.
Yeah, let's see how what we get.
It'll
over,
be fun if he's analyzing the game. But like again, I don't.
You didn't find it just a little bit? Just kind of what's the word I'm looking for?
Don't say impressive.
No, that he made a free throw. No, but okay. That he does not have or has not touched a basketball since
that part of it. That part
like
of it 15
years. That he doesn't even have a hoop at his house.
Yeah, that part's interesting.
Yeah. And then he was just asked to shoot a free throw in front of these people, no doubt knowing that it would get out if he missed it. Yeah. That made him nervous.
And then him saying that he was nervous about it and all that. Sure. Like, of course. All
it
I'm
had
saying
no relevancy
is,
to the game itself.
All I'm saying is
that's what that segment's going to do.
It doesn't surprise me that Michael Jordan, even though he hadn't shot a basketball in a while, made a free throw. That's
a
all I'm saying.
One from the arc. That would probably made him a little more nervous.
Yeah, if he went in there and did the, you know, rock the cradle
the
and, like he did
line,
in the dunk contest back in the day, sure, I would have been surprised by that. But I am not surprised that Michael Jordan went out to a tennis court basketball hoop in front of a couple kids and made a free throw. Now, the fact that he didn't shoot a basketball in a long time, and maybe he can't because he can't just treat it as a pastime. If he starts touching the basketball again, it's like, you know, it's like an addiction for
people.
Yeah,
I didn't get that deep into it.
Some people did.
Yeah,
and if that's
apparently.
True, okay,
sure.
Fine. I didn't either. I was just like, yeah, of course Michael Jordan made a free throw.
Let me
Michael
ask you
Jordan.
A question off of this. What would have been the funniest result of the free throw? Like, he swished it. That's fine.
Yeah.
What would have been the funniest result?
Like,
an air ball's, like, up there, but not, like, the funniest thing.
Oh, it breaks off the rim and hits the woman in the head that he was renting the house to.
A wedge?
Or the one that he was
renting. Oh, the wedgie, yeah.
A wedge would have been incredible. If it just balanced on the on the flat of the rim, would have been great.
Would have been pretty funny, like, if he missed it and then someone said something. And then, like that, and I took that personally look, came over his face.
I don't think he's going to do that to a 7-year-old kid, but
I don't
sure.
know. Who knows? Based on that, based on the Last Dance documentary, you cross him, he was going to end you.
I think a wedge is the funniest possible result.
Yeah.
Because he's obviously, for it to wedge, you're pretty far off to either the right or the left.
Well, and also, like, you know, can he get it?
So he has to hold on to the net and.
Well,
pull
he's
himself
not, he's
up.
He's not doing that.
He's
either jumping up there and getting it or getting the broom handle like us.
Throw a shoe up there and get the shoe stuck?
I've done that.
I think we all have.
That is a real conundrum for a.
Did they have another ball
a guy
to which
like
to
me?
Chuck the other ball at the ball that's stuck.
You got one ball, you're at the park by yourself, and you're just shooting around, getting a little sweat, whatever, and you get the ball stuck up there. That is a real look in the mirror moment. It happened to me a million times.
Oh, you go after a nearby tree to break a stick off.
Like, just throw your shoe up there.
Yeah, sometimes the shoe.
But then you get your shoe stuck. Or here's what you do, and this is what I did every single time, and oh for my life. But I was like, all right, maybe today's the day. Maybe today's the day.
Never was.
Where I'm feeling springy, and it never was.
Never was.
It never was. Yeah. Anyway, he switched the free throw. He's Michael Jordan. I'm not surprised by that. Let's hear Raheem Morris talking about some of the different injuries at play coming into this game on Sunday afternoon against Miami. Abe wrote Falcons' approach to an ought-to-win game. Although, I mean, I understand like the dictionary definition of a must-win is different than this, but it feels pretty close.
You better
to that.
Have it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I did everything I could.
You thought people were mad about Sunday. If you lose to the Dolphins at home, given what they are right now, that's DEFCON 5. Like, that's panic button type stuff. And again, I don't expect them to do that. I think that they'll beat the Dolphins. I think the up and down nature of their play is.
I will wait to see the quarterback decision
but
and
that's
the quality of play.
That's a part of it. Here's Raheem Morris talking about their quarterback situation.
It certainly does. You know, having Kurt here is definitely a guy that's played a lot of football in this league, and it gives you a lot of comfort knowing that you have Kurt, you know, a lot of confidence knowing that you have Kurt. You know, obviously, it'd be all based on Mike's injury status and Mike's injury status alone.
It sounded very much yesterday from everything that everyone said that Michael Penix will play.
Certainly what Michael Penix had to say was that he will play.
And that's not surprising. Like, he's going to do everything he can to be out there. But just it feels like that's what's going to happen on Sunday. And it's sort of an update on what the injury was. It's not a bone bruise in his foot. It's a knee injury, so I guess we assume it's a bone bruise in his knee, right?
It is still a bone bruise, just
it is a bone bruise. It's just not where it was initially reported to have been. So that's what he's dealing with. And sure, I mean, you have a talented backup quarterback. If your guy can't go, put the guy in who gives you a better chance to win.
I know this is something we'll hopefully won't face on Sunday. If you start Penix, are you prepared to pull him?
I think so. I think you'd have to be. Based on injury, I mean, I guess.
I don't mean based on injury. I mean based on a poor level of play because of the injury.
No.
Because of the injury.
I don't think you can do that. If he's healthy enough to start, then he's healthy enough to play, right? You're not going to pull him in the second quarter if he throws a couple of interceptions, because you're just going to say to yourself, that happened because it happens. Like, sometimes guys have bad games. I don't think you can do that. If you're thinking about it like that, then you shouldn't start him in the first place, in my opinion.
I think you need to be prepared to.
I don't know.
And I think in the moment you have to choose, to your point, I think you're going to have to decide, was this level of – look, again, hopefully this is not a discussion – but I think you're going to have to potentially decide, was this level of performance, was this level of throw, because he's limited, because of this, and maybe it's best, or is it just that happens in football sometimes? I think you need to be prepared. I don't think you can go in with a mindset of, well, he's starting today, and no level of performance can get him off the field early.
I just think if he's good enough to start the game on Sunday, then he's good enough to play the whole game on Sunday. If he gets hurt more, like if something like that happens,
of course.
But I just, again, like, what are we doing? Like, why play
him? He's going to be limited in practice today.
Why play him if that's in your mind and you think that that's, and not only in your mind, if you're seeing that, right? Because, again, they do the kind of reverse week thing now.
Well,
yesterday wasn't
really. I'm convinced
they
don't see anything in practice after a year ago.
Yes,
so.
And that's another factor. Like that's another factor where if you are, you know, if you are concerned as a Falcons fan over how they're going to handle this because of what happened last year with a quarterback who clearly was dealing with something and played much more than any of us needed to see him play while he was dealing with that, then that's fine, totally. And I guess what I'm arguing for here is the same thing they did last year, right? Was if the guy's good enough to go out there, then you keep putting him out there.
I think it was a mistake then.
And it was.
And this is a small possibility. If he does play, they probably do figure out that he's fine. But I think you need to be at least prepared to say, look, we thought you were going to be fine. Like, there have been guys who've rolled out there. We thought you were going to be good to go.
Yeah.
We see it now. It's not good enough for whatever reason. Let's go ahead and make the change. I just don't want that to be off the table just because you named him starter and thought he'd be good to go.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I just hope that they see enough between now.
Hope so.
Today, tomorrow. We'll talk to Joe Patrick later on today and kind of get his intel on what he's hearing and what he's been told about how they're going to handle it. It just, like, you, the last thing you need on Sunday when playing a team like this is to give them any glimmer of hope and any reason to be more invested in this football game than they will be. It's crazy to say this, but I've heard it said from various national folks this week about where the Dolphins are at right now. Like, they're 1-2-3 Cancun already. We're not even Halloween, and this team already looks like they've checked out on their coach and this season. Now, I don't know. These are professional football players, man. Like, you give them even a little bit of a hope on Sunday, it seems to me like competitiveness kicks in and they start to play for it. Conversely, you go out there and punch them in the mouth in the first quarter and they'll probably roll over like they did against the Browns.
You can definitely put the final stick in pretty early. I agree.
It feels like the opportunity to put the final nail in the coffin for the coach, too.
What do you think? This is tough because separate yourself from a Falcons fan and our thoughts of Penix and development on all that stuff. If you're a Dolphins fan and you're coming into this game and all you know kind of is what the Falcons record is and you've been updated on the injury because it's affecting you. If you were a Dolphins fan, which quarterback would you prefer for the Falcons to start?
I don't know. Probably Cousins.
I don't know.
Who would you prefer?
I think if I would talk myself in. If I were a Dolphins fan, I'd be talking myself into this guy's going to be incredibly limited. He's not going to be able to throw. Now, again, you might be proven wrong immediately and this game 17-0 to end the first quarter.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I think if I were a Dolphins fan, that's where my head would
be. If I were a Dolphins fan, I don't know that that's
really
what I'd
be
thinking about.
I'm watching the game.
I would be hoping that either one of those two quarterbacks diced these guys up. So,
so we
can get this thing moving, get to the draft, get a quarterback, and fire this coach because clearly this experiment is over.
That's
what this is. Like, I don't know, the players aren't thinking about it like that, but from a narrative standpoint, and maybe I'm wrong about this. I was racking my brain. I didn't look it up because I don't think it's that important, but I was thinking about it. Like, It feels like there's been a lot of times the last 5 years or so where the Falcons have played a team immediately after they fired a coach. Or immediately after a quarterback has gotten hurt.
But this would be the first time we can get a coach fired?
I don't know if that's true.
I know.
I don't know, but I don't remember the Falcons beating a team into submission and having the team be like, well, he's got to go now. I remember multiple times over the last handful of years.
I was at one game.
Where they fired a guy, and then the new coach energy kicks in, and then it's like, this team is not good.
Or new quarterback energy.
Exactly. And they're rallying around, and like, it's going to be Tua, probably, I assume. And it's going to be Mike McDaniels on Sunday.
Now, let's ask the other question. Falcons fans, do you want Tua or Quinn Ewers?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, you'd rather have Quinn Ewers?
I think so.
Yeah, well, he's Tua terrible. Still got NFL experience.
He's terrible. He is not good.
Yeah.
He's not good.
I mean, Tua.
Of course, what if he and his – you know, we have had quarterbacks who weren't as successful as they should have been in college to come in and light it up in the NFL, but is he going to do it on his first start?
I mean, Will Levis cut us apart. Like, Quinn Ewers certainly
and
could.
That's and fell apart. My fear.
Quinn Ewers certainly could.
That's my fear. Point. Because the list of guys that had their random career day against the Falcons over the last 10 years or so is a long list, man. Mariota. Mariota had one of his best starts ever against these guys. I mean, I go back to a Dolphins game years ago. The Falcons were up big early, and then Jay Cutler got hot. Like, late career, you know, droopy face, smoking on the sidelines, Jay Cutler. That can't happen on Sunday. You can't allow that to take place on Sunday. You got to beat the hell out of these guys. Get their coach fired. Get things right. Above 500, all that.
This is, as much as I wrote ought to win, from the mentality of if there's any hope for this season, you can't lose. Can't lose this game at home against this team and have us come on Monday and make any arguments for team could get hot and make a run. Like that, to me, that's what's out the window if you don't win.
This would be a real morale hit to the fan base if you can't win this one. You got to win this game. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. Week 8 starts tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks for being with us. We'll be right back.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.